Hi, welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. This is a very special holiday bonus episode where we talk about our plans for the holiday season, and we've got a holiday gift guide for you where we give suggestions for amazing holiday gifts for everyone from newborns, infants, to toddlers, to new parents, also including pregnant people and people trying to conceive. Let's get started. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. Hi, Shauna.
Hi.
I'm really excited about our holiday bonus episode.
Yes.
So I think we should dive right in. I just want to know before we start with our gift guide, which is really what this episode is about. Like, let's be real. Every year, Christmas sneaks up on me and I'm just like, wait a second. I have to get presents for people and I have no idea what to get. So with that in mind, we have tried to create a guide for you, right? So we want to get to that.
Yes. Yes.
It's going to be awesome. I actually am very much looking forward to it because I want to hear what you have to say, Shauna, because I know you've got great ideas.
Likewise. Same, same, same.
But first, I want to know what your plans are for this kind of unusual holiday season that's upon us.
Yeah, it is unusual. Usually we have big family gatherings, family comes into town, Thanksgiving, Christmas, you know, there's so much celebration and activities that we go out to and see lights and et cetera. So things are a bit different this year, but just like every other holiday that's cropped up since we went into quarantine, I'm like, got to make it amazing. And I'm just going to try to throw all my ideas and joyful activities at these things. So I think I might get my Christmas decorations out. Oh, I don't know. I don't want to say tomorrow because I think Steve might kill me, but maybe like the day after Thanksgiving, just deck everything out, get extra stuff for the house, you know, front yard, kind of like I did with Halloween. Like I want to bring the celebration to our home so I can create that magic for the kids and myself right here at home.
That sounds really nice. Do you have a lot of pre-existing decorations?
I do.
The lights and stuff?
Yeah, I've collected a lot of stuff over the years. We have some lights to decorate the outside of our house that are still up from last year. So we'll plug those in.
Nice. That's super convenient. That was smart thinking on your part.
Yeah, we'll call it smart thinking and not getting around to it. Definitely want to get a Christmas tree ASAP. But you know what? I'm kind of thinking maybe this year we'll get a fake tree. Like that never, ever crossed my mind. I'm all about the real tree. But this year, things are different. I'm like, maybe we should get a fake one. It'll last the entire season. Last year, we had to get two trees because the first one died. And so we went and got another one. And, you know, we're trying to minimize our time out in the world right now. So,
yeah,
maybe I'll just get a fake one. I don't know.
There are some really nice fake ones. My mom had a fake one for years and years and years and like super convenient just to be able to like get it out of the box and put it up. And it looked great.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yeah. So that might be on the agenda. And it's definitely different this year because no one will be coming into town to celebrate with us. It just doesn't work out for this year. So I don't know. I think I'm going to feel a little bit sad, but we'll probably do a lot of video chatting on that day with Nana and Pop Pop and other family members. And I'll just whip up a fabulous Christmas meal, lots of desserts, and yeah, lots of stocking stuffers.
That sounds super nice. Cozy.
I hope so. Yeah, cozy. Exactly. What about you? You guys have anything on the agenda?
I mean, we're in the same boat. It's just like, it doesn't make sense for anyone to come into town. We even like canceled my mom coming into town for Thanksgiving because cases are on the rise and, you know, everyone wants to be extra safe. And I'm going to be in my third trimester in December. So I don't know how much energy I'm going to have for decking the halls this year. But I also just feel this drive to like, I want a Christmas tree now. You know, I want like, I want to make hot cocoa and I want a fake fireplace because we don't have a real fireplace. And I want all that stuff. But have I told you that my guy, my 22-month-old, is anti-cozy? Have I told you about this?
No. What? Why would anyone be anti-cozy?
That's what I ask him every day. Okay, so in the morning, when I come out, he's like, Mama, and then he goes, boo-boo time, because we're still nursing in the morning. And he So I'll like get on the couch and we'll get all cuddled up and I will try to put like a blanket over us and mm-hmm. he like pushes it off. Right. So I'll be like, why? You don't want to get cozy. And so now, like, if I even bring the blanket towards us, he goes, no cozy, no cozy,
no cozy.
Just like, what's wrong with you kids? So hopefully this year, this holiday season, I can like teach him how cozy is good, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the goal. But
yeah, a nice flannel pajama set for the mm-hmm. holidays or something. Yeah. And force it on him. I don't know.
Yeah, just enforce the coziness. It's weird because Corey loves to be cozy, as I do. Like, mm-hmm. Corey is big into the holiday season. He loves Christmas music, which is like one of the most endearing qualities about him to me.
Oh my God, I love Christmas music too. Another thing Corey and I have in common.
It's no wonder you guys are friends.
Yes, exactly.
But yeah, no, he wants to turn it on like the day after Thanksgiving. He's all about it. So mm-hmm. we'll definitely have Christmas music going. I'm gonna try to bake the cookies that my mom usually bakes for Christmas. They're these like little powdered sugar covered like nut balls, and then also like she does the press cookies. You know what I'm talking about? They're like sugar cookies that you push through like a shaped press, so you get all the little shapes. So
fun.
That's our tradition. So we'll do that. And then, yeah, it's just a matter of maintaining some kind of holiday cheer during my third trimester, which, you know, might be a little tricky. But I have to say that there is something nice about knowing that we're not going to be going a million places, traveling anywhere, or doing anything too crazy this season, because I don't think I'm going to be up for it. You know, I'm due early February. So I'm heading into that final stretch. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But I am looking forward to, you know, crisp, cool nights and bundling up and just feeling that coziness, no matter how much my toddler hates it.
That sounds great. I love it.
So those are my plans. Shall we just get started with our gift guide? Because I feel like we have a lot of fun stuff to talk about and we just should dive right in.
Yeah, I think we should.
Okay, so we have organized our gift guide by like age, by recipient, basically. And mm-hmm. so for kids, we have the newborn category, which is 0 to 3 months. Then we have infants, which is like 4 to 12 months. And toddlers, which is 12 months to like 3 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got some preschool options that'll mm-hmm. come up.
For three plus.
And then we haven't forgotten about the grown-ups. We're going to talk about what to get for your pregnant friends or family, or for people who are trying to conceive, and even for new parents. So,
and Laura, don't forget, what we're talking about today is a nice little portion of all our ideas. We've got an entire list built out for you at bigfatpositivepodcast.com/gifts. So if you want to see our other ideas or just get links directly to what we talk about today, go there. Go to that website, bigfatpositivepodcast.com/gifts, and you'll see everything that we are suggesting for the holiday season.
And more.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. So, Shauna, do you want to start with the newborn category? I want to know what you have to suggest for those squishy little new ones.
Well, as you know, tummy time is a big deal for the mm-hmm. newborns. So one of the things that makes it more palatable, most babies don't seem to love it, is an infant play mat. I had a couple of different varieties, but basically it's a soft little mat, usually a square or circle, with lots of little toys right at their eye level. It could be like a music pad, little things that can hang above them. So the one that I have in mind specifically is the Baby Einstein 4-in-1. So,
okay.
So this type of mat is really great because the babies can lie on their back and look up at all the little toys dangling, or lie on their tummy and work on the tummy time. There's like little pillows that you can kind of prop them up, and music to engage them. So this was a really, really fun activity for my girls when they were little.
Yeah, we had a similar thing when my guy was tiny, and it's great. Loads of fun.
Yeah. Totally. All right. What's your first item for the newborns?
Okay. So if we want to go a little bit more big ticket, if you're like a grandparent or an aunt who really wants to splurge, my first suggestion is the Baby Bjorn Bouncer. Do you know about these things?
I've heard of them. We didn't have one.
So I got one gifted to me, thankfully. They're about $200. So it's not a small present, but I know that there's a lot of people who want to just shower babies with gifts. So this is a good option. So it's really simple. It's very minimalist. It's just sort of like a V shape almost, and you just put the baby in from like 8 pounds and up is what it says. Mm-hmm. So it can start at, you know, when they're pretty young, and doesn't have any like electronic things or anything on it. It just moves like gently when the baby moves. Mm-hmm. So it kind of like gives them a cause and effect, like they can feel when they move their arms or legs, it like gently bounces them. But I remember when my guy was tiny, I could put him in that thing and get like housework done. Because mm-hmm. he was so entertained by it. So definitely recommend this Baby Bjorn Bouncer.
That alone is the gift that keeps on giving.
Seriously. And because I feel like a lot of these newborn gifts are really for the parents, right? You know, like the newborns don't really know. But yeah, he loved it and I loved it. And it's also, it just looks nice. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of like sleek and modern and Scandinavian, you know?
Fancy. So.
Baby Born Bouncer. That's my first one.
Cool.
You have another one, Shauna?
Oh, yes. So taking it from high ticket item to low ticket item, let's go very small. I love these little baby socks with like little stuffed bugs on them with like little crunchy wings. They're so cute. You put specifically the ones we had are called Blige. Cute animal soft baby socks. Uh-huh. You put these black and white striped baby socks, and there's wristlets. Like you can put them on the baby's wrists too. Comes as a set. And they rattle, and they're very colorful, high contrast. The wings crunch, you know, because there's that crunchy material inside. And so the babies lie on their back and just play with their feet and play with their wrists. And it's just a cute little thing for small babies.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah, and they're only $12 for this whole set. So,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so speaking of high contrast, my next one is actually, it's like a $6 book called Black White.
Oh, awesome. I have something similar on my list too, so this is perfect.
Awesome. So the one I have is called Black White. It's a board book by Tana Hoban. And I mean, it's simple as simple can be. It's just a bunch of pages of like really simple illustrations in high contrast black and white. Mm-hmm. And the reason why these are so like cool for newborns is because I guess before babies develop the ability to see color clearly, they're really drawn to these high contrast images. And I had heard about this, but I never really believed it till I got this book. And it was just like riveting. Like it was like the most interesting thing ever for my newborn. And it was, you know, just hours of fun for a newborn. So simple.
Yeah.
And there's a whole series of them. I mean, this particular one I can vouch for because we had it, but there's a ton of them. So you could get like a set of them if you wanted to.
Yeah. The one I have is called Look, Look. It was the first book I ever bought Elle, and she loved it. And that one's a really cute one, too. So highly recommend.
Okay, so let's move on to our slightly older babies, our infants who are between 4 and 12 months. Shauna, what would you get for an infant in your life these days?
What I would get and what I did get is a baby play mat. I think that is so crucial. You know, I was all about the yes space when my children were this age. And for me, one of the most important components is a nice, soft play area. And you can really go big ticket item on this one or more affordable. So that's why I really love this category of gift. One of the more expensive items that I know both you and I have gotten is the baby care play mat, which is just like one big flat, like foam washable soft play mat. And I love it. It goes indoors or outdoors. We have two of them now, one inside, one outside. It's just, it's fantastic. I love this thing.
Yeah, I love mine. I got mine for 20% off on Bed Bath & Beyond, which was a good deal. Mm-hmm. And it's cool because they have a ton of different designs and they're reversible. So like the one I have on one side is, it's called Cute Alphabet. There's like a cute alphabet, which is actually coming in handy now that my toddler is starting to recognize letters. Like he's actually pointing and noticing what the letters are. So that's cool. And then the other side is like dinosaurs. Mm-hmm. So it's really fun. I really like it. I've gotten a ton of compliments on it too. Ours is just in the living room.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's cute and it looks good. And I will say this is something that can grow with age. I mentioned I have one outside and it's perfect kind of landing pad in front of the swing set that we have, right? The swing set's kind of facing the bricks now because that's what works for our yard. And I put this in front and it's saved some bonks. So it can grow with age. But if you want to go with a cheaper alternative to a play mat, I love these like puzzle piece ones that mm-hmm. kind of fit together. Specifically, an adorable one is the Tadpoles Soft Eva foam mat. It's letters and it's just really cute and it still offers that like soft protection. So I love it.
Yeah, I love mine too. Highly recommend.
What do you have? What's on your infant list?
Okay, so bubbles are a huge deal
yeah.
in our house. And this is one that you can get for infants and it will just like continue to pay off dividends in the future. Mm-hmm. And so I have a bubble machine, and originally I was really into this Gazillion Bubbles bubble machine, which I really like, but we've left it outside too many times and it broke. And so my mom sent us a new bubble machine and it blew me away. Mm-hmm. It's like the iPhone of bubble machines. The brand is Windrio, Windrio bubble machine. And mm-hmm. it's like this white cube basically, and it's rechargeable, which is nice. So you're not like constantly throwing away batteries and having to.
Oh, good.
And you know, on kids' stuff, you usually have to like unscrew screws to change out batteries. And that's mm-hmm. just such a pain mm-hmm. when your kid is like, bubble, bubbles. And you're just like, gotta get the tiny screwdriver. Hold on. So it's rechargeable with like a USB cord, and it has super powerful, like, fan. Mm-hmm. And it also has the option to like oscillate 90 or 360 degrees.
Ooh, so fancy.
It's super fancy. So it's just an amazing bubble machine. So I found it on Amazon for like $29.99 right now. Mm. But yeah, so I highly recommend the Windrio bubble machine. And then just to really quick plug, I do still love the Gazillion Bubbles solution. Mm-hmm. So like we buy it in bulk. You can get 2 liters for $16, which is like a little pricey, right? But the nice thing about it is that it doesn't sting your eyes. Mm-hmm. So like if it gets in the kids' eyes, it doesn't bother them, which is really great. And it also doesn't stain. So if you do end up using it inside, you don't have to like worry about it staining everything. So
amazing.
I love the Gazillion Bubbles solution combined with the Windrio bubble machine.
I'll have to get that because like 3 bubble machines we've purchased have just gone kaput. So I need something that's quality.
And obviously, you know, my toddler loves it, but infants really love bubbles too. It's super fascinating for them. Mm-hmm. So highly recommend like trying to do some bubble play in your day.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. So what's your next one?
So one thing that both my girls loved around this age was the Little Tykes Cozy Coop. Do you know what that is?
Oh, yeah.
It's so fun. It's like a miniature car with a roof and a little door that opens. And it has this little thing where you can open it up and like pretend like you're putting gas in the car. It's so cute. And they have all kinds of different varieties. Like we have the classic one, like the red one with the yellow roof. But there are also like a ladybug cozy coop. So there's just very, very adorable styles to choose from. And it's so fun for the kids to just be pushed around in this tiny car. And the cool thing is that there is a floor to the car that you can take out when the kid gets older and their little legs can stick down and they can kind of like walk themselves around in the car. But when they're, you know, small infant, you can just set them in and push them around the cul-de-sac.
There's like a family lore about the cozy coop in my family that apparently my brother went to Toys R Us with my mom when he was like 1.5 or something and had a complete meltdown when my mom wouldn't buy him the cozy coop. Like, because do you remember at Toys R Us, they used to just like have the toys out to like play with, like the bikes and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so apparently he got into this cozy coop and would not get out. And so my mom like is scarred from the cozy coop Toys R Us meltdown from the mid-80s.
Well, now you know what to get your brother for the holidays.
Oh my God, I should do that.
You should. All right, what's your next gift for infants?
Okay, so I have another kind of simple sensory gift, but I think is just really great and also lasts forever. Mm-hmm. And that's dance scarves or juggling scarves.
Ooh.
Do you have any of these?
No.
You know, they're just basically square, you know, 20-inch by 20-inch translucent scarves, like colorful scarves.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see through them. They're like that really like thin sheer material.
Mm-hmm.
And I first got familiar with them in my Mommy and Me class. But they're so great because they really help kids sort of explore color, and you can like use them to play peekaboo, but they can still see you through them. So it's not as scary as like a full cloth over their face. Mm-hmm. My guy just absolutely loved them as an infant, like loved having them draped over his head, loved them during song time. You can throw them in the air and they flutter to the ground. So I really like them, though. I found a set of like 20 for $15 on Amazon, and I'll link to it in bigfatpositivepodcast.com/gifts so everyone can see it. But there's a ton of them. I mean, you probably can't go wrong with whatever one you find. Some of them have like two colors on them, but they're really great. And as you get older, like it can help with object permanence. You can like stuff them into a box or like a tissue box. You get a like old tissue box, stuff them in, and then they can slowly like pull them out like tissues.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So they're a great simple gift.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love them.
Awesome. That sounds so fun. All right. So that's it for newborns and infants. Should we take a break and then come back with our ideas for toddlers and preschoolers?
Yes, let's.
Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids, but you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why StoryWorth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give StoryWorth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know, or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted StoryWorth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too, and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
That's StoryWorth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at OneSkin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP.
We're back, and this segment is all about the toddlers and the preschoolers. And Laura, you and I both have toddlers, so our list for the toddler gifts is long. And don't forget, y'all can go to bigfatpositivepodcast.com/gifts to see everything we suggest for this age range and pick and choose what sounds great to you. But we're going to highlight a few things that we love. Laura, you want to start us off?
Yeah. So first, we want to talk about KiwiCo, which is a sponsor for this episode. And we just love their boxes. So KiwiCo, what they do is like it's like a subscription box where they send really interesting, like interactive toys for like your specific age group, right?
Yeah.
And there are like science, tech, you know, arts, like they're all about like sparking creativity and critical thinking and all that stuff, like really, really fun stuff.
Yes. And they are all carefully curated. So the box comes with a theme, right? And everything goes together with that theme. And I really, really love that aspect of these crates.
Yeah, they're like really nicely put together. So the one I got was the doctor's visit crate, which is in their koala crate line. So what they do is they have like all these different lines for different ages. So they goes everywhere like from basically newborn to adults, right? They have adult stuff too, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they have crates that go from newborn to they go up to age 104, which I'm sorry, 105-year-olds, you're out of luck.
You're out.
But it's supposed to be inspiring creativity and imagination for all ages. But so I got the koala crate, which is for ages 2 to 4, because my guy is almost 2. Mm-hmm. And this particular koala crate was the doctor's visit, which was like so perfect because 3 of his grandparents are doctors.
Yes, yes.
And he just loves it. There's this little like wooden stethoscope and he loves to like put it on and like come over and like he's starting to like pretend to hear my heartbeat. Mm-hmm. And it came with this adorable little book that he insisted on having Corey read him literally 6 times in a row when it arrived. It's all about bandages and how like bandages can help when you're hurt or whatever. Anyway, it's really, really, really cute. So I am really liking KiwiCo and I was super happy to have them as a sponsor because I just wanted, I wanted to play with those toys too.
Yes, same. And it's so fun that they deliver a new crate every single month. I cannot tell you how excited my kids get about packages. Like Cece hears someone come to the door and she's like, package, package delivery, and like runs to the door and they love opening these crates are beautiful in just nice tone colors. Everything is coordinates and really good quality. She got the Let's Chat Panda kit and it came with just beautiful little wooden animals and a little wooden wagon that she pulls around and a nice book. I'm just really into these crates.
That's so awesome. So listeners, if you want to get in on this KiwiCo action, you can actually get 50% off your first month. Just go to KiwiCo.com and use the promo code BFP at checkout. Okay, so Shauna, I want to know what else you are looking at for toddler gifts this year.
Yes.
Okay, so what's your next one?
My next one is a magnetic drawing board.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it's like a little pad with a board on it and a little pen that's attached, and they can draw with this pen, and I guess it attracts little pieces of magnet up to the top, right? And so it ends up creating little drawings that you can then erase. It's like the modern day Etch-a-Sketch. Much easier.
Like freeform Etch-a-Sketch without having to like turn the levers, the dials.
Yeah, it's they can draw and express their creativity. And this has been a big hit in our house since Elle was young. She absolutely loves drawing, and so does Cece. And it's just aged with our family for a few years now. It always comes up as like a fun thing to do. And my favorite part is that it's artistic without any mess. Oh my God, I love it.
Or any cleanup.
Yes, no mess, no cleanup. And sometimes, like when Elle's watching her TV show, she'll just have this on her lap, like doodling and, you know, getting a little bit hand-eye coordination, art practice. And Cece's super drawn to it, too. And it's just, it's a fun thing to have around.
Cool.
There are several available. Specifically, I really like the Fisher-Price Doodle Pro. Okay. So look for that. And it comes with these little animal magnets, too. So aside from the pen and drawing, you can like plop a little magnet of a dog head or whatever. And then like, oh, voila, I see, a dog head will show up on the doodle board. So yeah.
Cool. That sounds like fun.
Yes. What's your next one?
Okay. So my next one is actually a like book series. They're called like the Blocks books. Have you heard of these?
Mm-mm.
So the one we have is called City Block. And a friend got it for us for my guy's first birthday. And it's a board book, but it's like really thick. It's got a ton of pages. Mm-hmm. And every page has like really interesting cutouts. So they're not just rectangular pages. They have like interesting cutouts that like then you turn the page, you get to see more, you get kind of reveals more of a scene. Mm-hmm. And so the City Block one is about like a traveling through the city and, you know, what should we do in the city? What should we eat in the city? And it's really, really cute. And I love it. And so like a single one of those books is about $10. So that's like the single book we have, but you can also get a set of them. So like there's a set called A Box of Blocks. Mm-hmm. And the Box of Blocks has three of them. It has like ABCs, numbers, and dinos in it. Mm-hmm. So it's like a bigger set. That's $47. If you wanted to get a little bit more substantial of a gift, you can do that. And they're just super, super cute and really creative. And they keep my toddler engaged. I actually have on his Christmas list the Star Wars block book. Because my husband is obsessed with Star Wars. And the construction one. There's a builder blocks. So...
cool. I need to check these out.
We're hoping to get those for him. Yeah, they're very, very cool. Really keep him busy.
Awesome. I'm all about that.
It's actually kind of his like favorite thing to read when he's on the potty.
Gotta have that potty reading. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
cute.
It's good for potty training too, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have one more toddler one for us?
I do. I have one last one. And I suggest this. I do have this. We have two of them, but I think it's so cute. I can hardly stand it. It is a mini chair, like a mini armchair for toddlers. I got a couple to be like the reading chairs in our preschool. Uh-huh. Okay, so they look, specifically the one I got is called the Keet Roundy, K-E-E-T. It's got like a micro suede upholstery and it's just like, looks like a big cushy armchair. And it's so fun. Cece loves this thing. You know, I will all of a sudden I'll be like, where is Cece? And I peek into the preschool and she's just sitting in her little chair reading a magazine. Oh my God, it's adorable. And they can use it in the living room while they're watching their screen time, like their own little armchair. And it's just adorable. Highly recommend. It's like $45. So it's not that pricey. And there are other varieties of mini chairs. I'm all about the mini chairs, whatever it is, because it's very adorable to see a tiny person sitting in a tiny chair.
See, I don't have any mini chairs. And I feel like it's like a square footage problem for us.
Yeah,
like, I'm not
that's
entirely
true.
Sure where they'll go. But I do think they're adorable. So maybe we'll find a corner for them.
I think you should. All right. What's your last toddler gift idea?
Okay, so here's another gift we got for my guy's first birthday. And it is the Batat brand Big Red Barn. That's B-A-T-T-A-T. And it's this just super cute play barn. I want to say it's like 24 inches long. I don't know. It's a substantial size, mm-hmm. and it snaps open. Like, so it's a barn shape, and it comes with all these little toy animals and a little toy farmer, but it also like snaps open so you can get like the inside view, almost like a diorama, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a really big hit here. Like, he just loves playing with this barn. He's, you know, now big enough that he can like pull it out from the shelf and like put it down and open it up himself. And mm-hmm. I've caught him singing Old MacDonald with it.
Uh-huh.
I'll just be like in the kitchen trying to get dinner ready, and I'll see he's like on his tummy playing with the barn, and he'll be like, I'll hear like, E-I-E-I-O.
Oh, cute.
It's fun. And I'm all about the toys that inspire independent playtime. So this is one that works for us.
Absolutely.
Right now it's $25 on Amazon. So it's actually pretty affordable too.
Cool. I was actually going to suggest the Melissa and Doug Fold and Go Barn. So I'm on the barn wavelength with you, and I'll also put a link to that one in our gift guide.
Sweet. Okay, so Shauna, I don't have anything for this next category because I have not lived it. I do not know what's coming ahead of us, but you have some preschool gift ideas that you can like shoot at us real quick, right?
Oh, yes.
I want to know, what do I have to look forward to? What's like next year's Christmas gift going to be for me?
Yes. I have quite a few on this list, which everyone can check out on our website, bigfatpositivepodcast.com/gifts. The big one that I suggest is a play kitchen.
Ooh.
This has just been so well used in my house. We got it for Elle when she was quite young, and she ignored it for a little while. I'm not going to lie. But as she got older and her imaginative pretend play just got more and more developed, it has been just so wonderful. Like, she'll stand and cook things, and we have a lot of play accessories that go with the kitchen too, and, you know, make the food, set the table. There's pots. I've got a little coffee maker thing that goes with it. And Cece is really getting into it too, especially because she follows her sister's lead and they play together and cook items. So I specifically recommend the Melissa and Doug wooden chef's pretend play kitchen.
Okay.
I have a wooden play kitchen, so I am just partial to the wooden sets. I think they're very sturdy and they look nice. And a really great accessory kit to go with it is the Cute Stone 40 Pieces Kitchen Accessories. It's got pots, pans, food, a shopping basket. It's just everything you need to keep your kid occupied in their little kitchen world.
So like you're saying, while I'm cooking dinner, my guy could be cooking dinner.
In theory. Happily. Yes, exactly. Okay. Don't know if you want to eat what the little ones come up with. I swear to God, half the time it's like sand, rocks, and hose water. But, you know, they do them. So that's great.
Sand, rocks, and hose water.
Yes. And just a couple other to throw out there. You can find these on the list. Easel and art easel is great. I think, honestly, we could get that for kids our age. Also, Cece likes to draw on it with chalk. And then there's a white board side. Great for art. And wooden blocks. Love the Melissa and Doug blocks. Those age with the kids as well. Elle is totally starting to build much more complex structures. And it's very cool to see them express themselves with this kind of thing. Yeah, I think those are the kinds of things that you can look forward to in your guys' future.
Cool, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so I think we need to take a little bit of a break, but we have not forgotten about the grown-ups. We're going to come back from the break and we're going to wrap it up with all of our suggestions for people who are TTC or pregnant or new parents.
Let's do it. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor, and I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important, and therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although of course it is helpful in those situations too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by LolaVie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With LolaVie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the wringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter LolaVie's best sellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at LolaVie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
LolaVie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at LolaVie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at LolaVie.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Okay, we are back and we are going to close out our holiday gift guide with stuff for the grown-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we start with people who are trying to conceive?
Okay.
Shauna,
mm-hmm.
Do you have suggestions for gifts for this group?
Of course I do. Of course. I spent years of my life trying to conceive, Laura.
Yes, you did. That's true.
So, you know, when I was in that period, one of the things that was a big deal to me was like a fertility tracking app. And I think they have really come along in the years since I was doing that. And there are some really, really cool ones, cute and user-friendly. And a lot of them have a premium version that costs money. And you get a lot of extra features that could really help your journey. So I think a gift for a person trying to conceive might be a premium version of one of these apps. One in particular that looks amazing is called Glow.
Okay.
And it's $47.99 for the year. So that might not be something a person trying to conceive is like, oh, I'll just, you know, buy that for myself. But if you receive it as a gift, I mean, I would have totally been into that and, you know, used that and seen what kind of extra features I could get. So I think that might be a cool idea.
That is a great idea.
What about you? Do you have any ideas for the TTC crowd?
I do. So the very first thing that came to mind for me was actually a book. It's like a self-help book that I've talked about on the show before, but it's called Burnout, The Secret to Unlocking the Stress Cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And you might not think this is specifically something you really want to give someone who's trying to conceive. But we all know that no matter how it's going, trying to conceive is freaking stressful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no matter which way you slice it, it's really hard and very stressful. And this book, I swear, is like the most revolutionary thing I've ever read about how to manage stress. And it's written by these twin sisters, actually, Emily and Amelia Nagoski. And the whole thing about it is like they separate the stress from the stressor. And the way that works, just real quick, is that like the stressor is the thing that's making you stressed out. So trying to conceive is the stressor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like temping and ovulation strips and all that. So those are the stressors, right? The stress is a physiological response in your body that's separate.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're all about, like, I feel like most books are like about how to like get rid of the stressor, like how to organize your life so it's less stressful, or how to, yeah, you know, address the problems in your life so the stressor doesn't come at you. But it doesn't matter if you get rid of all your stressors if you can't figure out how to deal with your stress internally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this book is just like amazing at helping you have like concrete ways to deal with it. So I highly recommend this book, Burnout. It mm-hmm. changed my life. And I think that anyone who's trying to conceive could really get a lot of benefit from it. And then if you get pregnant, it's just going to keep paying.
Oh, yes.
You know, dividends, because the stress doesn't end once you actually get that BFP.
No, nope. The stressors, if anything, start to increase. So yes, get that yes. book. Love that idea.
Yeah. Okay, what's your next one?
Okay, Laura, we cannot avoid the fact that most times trying to conceive comes with some sexy time. You know, you got to get down to get pregnant. So I...
Not always, but most of the time.
No, that's why I said most of the time, because look, you know, I went through fertility treatments. I've been there. I've had a sexless conception, okay? I'm not going to lie. But I also had one that involved it, and we tried for a long time. And so I think that anything that can bring some calm, you know, just improve the mood a little bit. And so, like, beautiful, nice scented candles really just came to mind, you know? Light these mm-hmm. things in your bedroom, sets the mood. They smell really nice. So specifically, I love this Chesapeake Bay set of candles. Really nice. I think would make a great, beautiful gift. One candle is called Peace and Tranquility. Another candle is called Balance and Harmony. And the other one's called Serenity and Calm. They come as a set. And they're really pretty and they smell great. And I don't know. I think I would have really loved to receive something like that during this time.
I should also say that one of the sisters who wrote Burnout, Emily Nagoski, she wrote a book before it called Come As You Are.
Oh, okay.
The subtitle is The Surprising New Science That Will Transform Your Sex Life. And that could also be helpful for you in this scenario.
Yes. Love it. What is your last one for this crowd?
Okay. So this is trying to conceive / pregnancy one, I think, which will be a nice bridge, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be useful for both phases, which is a zip-up fleece robe.
Ooh, which baby.
I actually didn't know these existed. And a friend recommended it to me. And I was like, what? This is what I want for Christmas. It's just like a warm, oversized, super comfy robe that zips up the front.
Like so all
that
you're, the like, way down zip or just like
all the way.
Oh, okay.
Like from floor to neck, right? Like from ankle to neck. So it's super cozy, but also you can breastfeed really easily with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Zip, zip, zip. So it's a aspirational, comfy, cozy robe.
That sounds nice.
Seems really great.
Yeah, I like that idea.
I know. That's what I want.
Yes.
Okay. So moving on to pregnancy, what do you have for people who are currently pregnant?
Okay. This first one is something I did not have when I was pregnant, and I kind of wish I did. It's one of those designer hospital gowns, like you can bring your own adorable, cute gown to labor in and deliver in, and maybe you have a couple, and you can wear one during the recovery phase, because the hospital gowns of the hospital are just, they're not cute. They've been used by people. I mean, it's fine. There's nothing wrong with hospital gowns, but if you want to like zhuzh it up a little bit, get a designer hospital gown. Or get one for your pregnant friend. I think it's a very cute thing. There's lots of different styles to choose from. Specifically, the brand Gownies, Gownies, mm-hmm. has some really cute designs to choose from.
That's a great idea because you kind of feel gross in the hospital, you know?
Like, totally.
For various reasons. I mean, you feel gross because you got oozing things, right? Like everything's, you're tired, you're exhausted, all this stuff. So like anything that can make you feel like pretty and comfortable is a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, exactly. All right, what's your first one for pregnant people?
Okay, so it's on that sort of like feeling good realm. I have this stuff. It's from Kiehl's, which is a skincare company, and it's their Creme de Coeur Nourishing Dry Body Oil.
Ooh.
I don't know. Have I talked about this before on the show?
No.
So it's this, it's body oil, right? But they call it dry body oil because there's something special about it. It comes in a little spray bottle. So it's like convenient to spray on your like back and your butt and like when you can't really move around that well when you're super pregnant, right? And I just love it. It smells so good. And I just spray it all over after a shower and like especially on my bump and like on my boobs too because, you know, and like trying to like reduce the stretch marks and just feel... I don't know if it actually reduces stretch marks, but like it just feels like luxurious and I just really, really like it. And it's nice because it's very moisturizing, but then it doesn't like leave a greasy feel afterwards. So
do you have to rub it in or you just spray and go?
Well, you can spray and go, but you know, the spray bottle, you'll kind of be spotty probably after that. So I like to spray and rub basically. But it's something that makes me feel kind of special and fancy. It's $35, which, you know, Kiehl's stuff tends to be a little bit on the pricier end of skincare, but it's sort of my little splurge that I love, and it makes me feel special.
Yeah, I love that idea.
Because maybe for people who maybe are not caught up with the podcast, I am currently pregnant, so I am using this stuff like crazy right now. All right, do you have one more pregnancy suggestion?
I do have another one. I think that a subscription for prenatal yoga classes online is a great gift. Specifically, there's a website called glow.com. It's not related to the tracking app I mentioned earlier. This is actually glo.com. Okay. And this is the site where there are tons of video yoga sessions. And it's a really nice site. All of the sessions are wonderful, taught by fantastic instructors. And when I was first pregnant with Elle, I wanted to do prenatal yoga, but yoga in real life is kind of pricey, right? And I wanted something that was just a lot cheaper. This is like $18 a month. And if you want to give the gift of prenatal yoga to someone in your life, I think this would be a really great idea. And there are also like, you know, meditation, online classes, deep stretching, a lot of things that could be relaxing and very useful for someone who's pregnant.
That sounds great. I need to check that out because I loved prenatal yoga in my first pregnancy and I haven't been able to do it this time because of that whole pandemic thing. So.
Yes, it would be perfect in this time.
Cool, cool. GLO.com. I'm going to check it out.
Yeah. What's your next one?
Okay, so mine's another book. I know I love reading, okay? But I just discovered this book called Like a Mother, A Feminist Journey Through the Science and Culture of Pregnancy. And it's by someone named Angela Garbus.
Oh, yes, I've read that. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I guess it was an NPR best book of 2018. And it's a just really fantastic read about that's like the, about like the history and science of pregnancy, but it doesn't have like the prescriptive judgment that you'll get in all these other pregnancy books, like what to expect when you're expecting or, you know, any of that crap. So I found it really, really refreshing. And I feel like it's sort of like the more emotional or like narrative cousin to one of my other favorite pregnancy books, which is Expecting Better by Emily Oster.
Oh, yes.
Like, I feel like Expecting Better is like science, you know, like, but it's a very well-written book, but it is just very much like, here's the science, you make up your mind. And this one has a bit more of a narrative to it, which is, I think, really just makes it a really good read. And you know, I just found myself being like, yes, a million times reading it. So highly recommend it.
Did you mention the subtitle of the book, which is A Feminist Journey Through the Science and Culture of Pregnancy? That alone was like, made me be like, yes, I need to read that book.
Yeah, exactly. Because I feel like a lot of times feminism doesn't even like come into play when it comes to pregnancy books. And so I was, it's just, it's a refreshing read. Highly recommend it.
Yeah. All right, so Laura, should we close this episode with our gift ideas for new parents?
Yeah, I think we should. I think you should go first because I just talked.
Okay.
What's your gift suggestion for new parents?
My first gift suggestion is the Alexa, which is beloved in my house. We have like six of them, like one in every room. And I never had one of these home personal assistants, but I find it so incredibly useful. I'm basically like anything that's hands-off and voice activated is just amazing when you're a new parent, right? It's like, Alexa, turn down the hallway. Alexa, play this music. You know, I can be changing the baby and the baby's fussing and I can say, Alexa, play the happy song, you know, and it just starts up. And being able to control things like that without hands is great. And you can talk to people in other rooms and it's come in so handy. And of course, my kids love it. I mean, Elle talks to Alexa all the time. She's like, Alexa, I love you. And Cece's now like really into it when Alexa lights up because there's been a package delivery from Amazon. She's like, oh, package delivery, and like runs to the front door. And Alexa's like our fifth family member, I'm not gonna lie.
We have a Echo. So I think they're technically called Echoes, right? Alexa is like the assistant's name, right?
Yes, but Echo.
Echo or Echo Dot Echo or all Dot. These things, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have one of those and it is super helpful. At first I was like, no way I'm going to have this, you know, Jeff Bezos spying on me in my house. And I was like, here, Jeff Bezos, have all the information about my life.
All of it.
So, this is so convenient.
I mean, the payoff is just, yes, it's worth it.
Yeah, yeah. So we use it a lot for when we're at dinner, like sitting at the dinner table. My toddler really likes to request specific songs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, without it, we'd have to like pull our phone out, get it, you know, and anytime I try not to look at my phone at dinner. So we'll just be like, Alexa, play Casper Baby Pants, and it'll play. And so,
yep,
very big on it. I love it for turning. We have like Wemo light switches. We have like a smart home stuff enabled. So I can be like, Alexa, turn on the bedroom light, and it'll turn on the bedroom. Very, just so useful. Mm-hmm. so useful.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I really apologize if anyone was listening on speaker and this all screwed up their day.
Okay, Laura, what do you have on your new parents list?
Okay, so speaking of Jeff Bezos, or is it Bezos or Bezos anyway?
Who knows?
The billionaire, trillionaire, whatever the hell he is. Mm-hmm. I have another Amazon product, which is the Kindle Paperwhite.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason that this is my favorite thing for new parents is, so it's a Kindle. It's a e-reader, e-book reader, right? And we all know what they are. And we all probably, most of us probably don't think we need one. But a friend of mine recommended it for me because I wanted to read more. But it's hard when you only have one hand available, you know, and you don't, reading on your phone gets tiring. You're looking at your phone all day. And so she just was like, this is our friend Heather. We both are friends with Heather. Mm-hmm. Heather was like, just get the Kindle Paperwhite. It's so good. It's waterproof. So you can like take it into the bath with you.
Ooh.
And the screen is like less contrasty, you know, like they have some special technology that makes it look more like an actual printed paper, but it also has a little bit of a backlight so you can read it in really dim circumstances. So if you're like, you know, trying to read in bed while the baby is sleeping in their bassinet, you can still read because it works in really, really low light. And it does also doesn't wake you up because of the stupid blue lights on our phone. So
yeah.
I wish I had gotten one of these sooner. I'm really looking forward to having it for like breastfeeding and just being able to read more. And I've been reading a ton.
Good. That's amazing.
And you can get library books on it, I should say. For people who don't know, there's this app called Libby where you can like download Kindle library books for free. So I've been just mostly reading books for free on my Kindle. So,
oh, cool.
It's great.
I love that idea.
And right now they're about $130 on Amazon.
Go get it.
So yeah, so get the Kindle Paperwhite, and then you can read Burnout and Come As You Are and Like a Mother and all these other books.
That is
that
a great
I've
idea.
I've been recommending.
Yes. Yeah. And don't forget, we have so many other ideas that we have listed on our website, bigfatpositivepodcast.com/gifts. There are more infant gift ideas, toddler, new parents. Go there, check it out, see if anything sparks your interest, and get done with your holiday shopping early. I know you can do it. I'm going to try.
Me too.
If you have any gift suggestions for us, we would love to hear them. Laura, where can everyone reach us?
We are on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at BFP Podcast. We also have a website, as you know, bigfatpositivepodcast.com. If you want to send us an email, you can just send us an email. You can include a voice memo if you want to be fancy to contact@bigfatpositivepodcast.com. And finally, join our Facebook community group. It's an amazing, thriving group that's private. So if you don't want people to know that you're trying to conceive, you can still join. Just search Big Fat Positive Community on Facebook. Please answer the 2 membership questions we have there to make sure you're not a robot. And then we will send you straight through to the amazing conversations we're having in there.
If you love our show, please rate and review us wherever you listen. And speaking of gifts, if you want to give the gift that keeps on giving to your friends who are pregnant, trying to conceive your new parents, share with them Big Fat Positive Podcast. Let them know about our show, which is full of resources.
And 100% free.
100% free. Big Fat Positive is produced by Laura Bierig, Shauna Maiko, and Steve Yeager. Thanks, everyone. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, everyone. Stay safe, and we love you.
Love you. Bye.